there's some excitement with Vanderbilt basketball because they have a new head coach. Mark Byington is on the line with us and joins us now. Coach, welcome to Nashville. Congratulations. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I'm winding in and out the mountains. I'm driving from Virginia to Nashville, but super excited. I can't wait to kind of be there permanently and have my feet permanently there on the ground.
So obviously when you take a new job, I think the first question people ask you is, well, why? What was the fit? But when you looked at Vanderbilt and just the potential with this program, because you're in a great city like Nashville, you know, Vanderbilt does have a long tradition in basketball, especially. What was it that appealed you, and why can this become a great program again?
Well, I think it has the best of the best in everything. And so, I mean, obviously the academics are incredible and top in the country. And the SEC conference is just won it in women's basketball last night. And it's the best conference probably in every sport. But then you add Nashville in there too. And I think all that was good. But then I think the fact that I saw a shared vision with administration, and I saw a commitment, and I looked at everything, and I was like, we can win there. We're going to win. And I don't think anybody wants to take a job feeling like they don't have a chance to win. But I think there's all these great things going towards Vanderbilt, and I think I'm getting there at the right time to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You mentioned the academics, and, you know, there are times where, you know, people might say, oh, well, you know, that makes it harder to recruit, or now you got the portal to play. It feels like, though, you have the viewpoint that, hey, I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm not going to use that as any type of obstacle. The fact that we are such a great academic institution, I'm going to use that to bring the right players here, because, I mean, we've seen it work several places that are known for academics.
Well, and I'm talking to these recruits and these transfers right now, and a lot of it comes into NIL, and then, you know, and that's what the state of the game is right now. But I'm also talking to them the value of the Vanderbilt degree and the education that, you know, they can have short-term money right now for maybe a year or two, but with the power and the prestige and the connections that the Vanderbilt degree gets you, that's long-term money that can change your life. And it could be a great year or two for some of these college athletes, but it could be a great life if they get a Vanderbilt degree. So it's definitely not a detriment. It's something that's an extreme positive.
We're talking to Mark Byington, the new head basketball coach at Vanderbilt.
I'll coach both. I'm a good offensive coordinator. I'll do both.
I know you will there. What did you know about Vanderbilt history-wise before you took this job?
Well, I mean, my initial followings were when Kevin Stallings was coach, and he did a lot of great things and, you know, great teams when he was there. And then you follow it just because SEC is such a prestigious conference. And I've known players that have been there that I've recruited or seen and followed along the way. And then also you kind of see, you know, the first round picks and the NBA success that some of them had. So it's one of those things where I haven't been studying it, you know, over and over again. But at the same time, it's always been on the radar just because of the conference and the success that individual players or certain teams have had.
Coach, on this show, Chase asks all the really good questions. I ask all the really bad ones. I am curious to see how you coach at Vanderbilt from the opposite end of the court. Have you ever done that before?
Just in practice, and maybe it's because maybe I was stuck on an end. You know what? It's it did hit me last week that I got to make some changes, whether it be how I communicate with the play calling or the guards. And I got to echo the calls, or just kind of getting a feel for it when I'm going to be right there. What I'll do is I'll make sure that I get accustomed to it in practice. And, you know, and we do scrimmages, inter squads, things like that, that by the time it gets game time, I'll be comfortable. I love the uniqueness of it. I love the fact that at some point I'll be more comfortable with it than the opposing teams, and I'll take advantage of that.
Hey, that's a great answer. Amen. I will tell you, Kevin Stallings, when your team would go the other way, he would have like a steel-toed boot, and he would slam his foot down, and that made the guards turn around to look at him. So if you need any advice, go to Kevin Stallings and try to find that boot or – shoe, whatever he had, would slam on the floor and his guys would look at him.
Yeah, I can't really whistle that great, so I might have to use a boot.
Mark Bynson is with us, new Vanderbilt head basketball coach here on the Chase and Big Joe show. So I'm curious of your thoughts. You know, you go through the tournament. Obviously, you were there with James Madison before taking this job. Purdue and UConn tonight, basically number one versus number two, the two one seeds, about as chalk as you can get. But should be a fun basketball game. What do you think of this matchup?
Yeah, I'm excited. Everybody thought the big guy was going to be extinct from college basketball and NBA, and you look at the Final Four right now and then actually the championship game, it's some great bigs. Obviously, Zach Edney's been unbelievable and then what UConn's done. But I just like UConn is good at every single thing, and they play team basketball. They play the right way. I'm anxious to see it. I haven't heard anybody picking Purdue, and I'm not going to be that guy because I think UConn's that good. But I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't some matchups or some things there that kind of made it more interesting. People are anticipating.
You make a great point about the bigs, and that you know that there's still a place for the big guy in basketball. You know, watching Edie, and obviously he played Tennessee a few weeks ago, and they to stop him, they had to foul him. And you know, you got fans that are screaming that he's pushing off. That wasn't a foul. From a coach's point of view, I mean, how do you strategize against a guy like that without committing the fouls? Or are there times where that's really the only way to stop a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But the problem that defending him is he's such a great passer, too. And I thought NC State, for a lot of the game against him, kind of brought different help from different angles. But they were able to guard him one-on-one. And if you could ever do that, you know, sometimes you got to say, you know what, if he gets 25 and we shut down the rest of the guys, we're in good shape. But if he gets 38 or 40, then I don't know how patient he can be on the sideline. UConn will be able to guard him one-on-one, but he still might have a big night. But if you don't have another guy with size to match him, I think you're in trouble.
We're talking to new Vanderbilt basketball coach Mark Byington on the Chase and Big Joe show. And, Coach, let's talk about your run in the NCAA tournament. You knocked off Wisconsin. I remember on Selection Sunday when some of the analysts were like, hey, you got to watch out for number 12, James Madison. They're going to take down Wisconsin. When you're hearing this stuff about your team, are you wanting the guys, the experts, to be quiet? Or are you relishing all that for your team and what they've accomplished?
So a lot of unique team that if you told them they were the underdog, they would not listen to you. And I tried to build that up with them. I was, hey, we're finally going to be an underdog. And we haven't been underdog for a long time. We were in the top 25 for 8 weeks and preseason one and kind of had the target on our back. And I told our guys, I was like, hey, we're playing against Big Ten and Wisconsin, and it's going to be great. We're the underdog going in. And they gave me a strange look. And I was like, all right, you guys believe we're going to win. I believe we're going to win. Let's just go ahead and play.
That's a great mentality to have. Coaches, as we let you go, Joe asked you about the uniqueness of the end zones and having the benches in the end zone. Memorial Gym, Memorial Magic, I know you've heard that term before, a historic facility. How excited are you, though, to be able to coach your first game there? Because it's a fun place to watch a basketball game.
I can't wait. I mean, it's a unique, entertaining place, and I know it gets loud. And that's going to be the biggest way we're going to jump up and make it one of the hardest home courts that any other team comes in. And so we're going to have Memorial Magic for our game days, and a brand-new practice facility is going to be there in about 3 or 4 months. So we're going to have the best of the modern world and then also a historic, loud, crazy home court game day atmosphere. So I got the best of both. I'm thrilled.
No doubt. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you and looking forward to watching you do your thing here at Vanderbilt. We air the games on these airwaves, so it's going to be a great partnership. But welcome to Nashville, and we'll get to meet you and talk to you soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.